Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding hope. Specifically, it is about true hope, or what we call in Arabic, ar-raja'u s-sadiq, true hope. Allah kind of alludes to this concept in the Holy Quran, where he says, indeed, those who have become faithful and those who have migrated and waged jihad or struggled in the way of Allah, it is they who hope for Allah's mercy. And Allah is all-forgiving and all-merciful. So in this verse, God Almighty kind of says the people who really should hope in Allah's mercy are a group of people who have performed certain good deeds which make them deserving of Allah's mercy. Right? So it kind of means that if somebody doesn't do good deeds and doesn't prepare the way for the reception of God's mercy, these people shouldn't really have any hope in Allah's mercy. They don't deserve Allah's mercy, so why should they have hope in it? You know, they have a false hope in Allah's mercy. And so you have to perform certain tasks which pave the way for your reception of Allah's mercy. Once you do those, it's proper to hope in Allah's mercy, and this hope, it has value and it's true. So in line with this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following to a man soliciting advice from him. So somebody came to Imam Ali asking for him for advice. The Imam alayhi salam said the following to him: do not be of those who hope for bliss in the life of the hereafter without action. I mean, without committing any good deeds, without committing any good actions, they, falsely hope for being blessed in the hereafter. It's an unrealistic hope, having unrealistic expectations and hopes in God. In continuation, the Imam says, and delay repentance by having high expectations. Kind of in the same vein, right? Some people, they don't repent because they have high expectations. God is merciful, God is kind, God will forgive us. There's no need to repent. And who utter words like the ascetics with regards to this world, though in practice they behave like those who covet it. And so some people, you know, in practice, right, they behave like they love the world, right? They're constantly seeking the world. They're running after money. They're running after material things. They want a better car. They want a better job. They want a better wife and all these kind of things. But at the same time, when they speak contrary to what they do, and they say things, right, that kind of convey the idea that they don't have any interest in the world. Right? They talk about, you know, the dunya as being the world as being bad, and yeah, as having no interest in it, and, you know, recite poetry regarding, you know, the evils of the world and so on and so forth. But in practice, they're constantly running after the world. So the Imam, in this advice that he gave to this person, he kind of advised the person to stay away from these three characteristics, one of which was to only have hope in God and His mercy and in the bliss in the hereafter when you have performed good deeds. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the enjoyment of true hope in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.